What's up, everybody? Welcome in to A to Z Sports Picks. Brad and I are going to have a great show for you this Friday. Get you all set up for a huge betting weekend. Brad, my man, what's good, bro?
Oh, man, not a lot. Happy Friday. Just fired up for bets and ball games all weekend. Let's do this.
Dude, no kidding, man. Happy Friday indeed. All right, everybody, welcome in. A to Z Sports Picks. I'm Alan Bell, CBS Sportsline, alongside Brian Edwards of VegasInsider.com. A to Z Sports Picks, brought to you every Friday by BetMGM, the king of sports books. Right now, refer a friend invitation. Score a $50 bonus when your friend signs up via your invitation to BetMGM. They get $50 too, and you could refer up to 20 friends, up to $1,000 in bonuses, Brian. How about that? This weekend, dude. That'd be nice right there. That is BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older. Must be present in the state of Tennessee. For gambling problem support, call Tennessee Redline at 800-889-9789. All right, Brian, we're going to jump right into it, bro. We have got NFL divisional round all weekend long. We got two games on Saturday. We got two games on Sunday. Let me quickly run through what we have here. All right, Saturday, we've got the Jaguars at the Chiefs. Chiefs are a 9-point favorite. All right, total of 53. Saturday night, we've got the Giants at the Eagles. Eagles are a 7.5-point favorite, total of 48. Sunday, we've got the Bengals at the Bills. Bills, a 5.5-point favorite, total of 49. And Sunday night, Cowboys at 49ers. 49ers are a 4-point favorite, a total of 46. So, say all that, say this. What you got, bro? And we're going to get into prop bets in a minute. Just spreads, totals right now. Kind of what do you like?
Okay, you want to just go give you what I like Saturday and then go back to
hit
you?
Hit both
and
days. You good?
All right. Okay. All right, cool. So, for tomorrow, my main play or my main amount of my bankroll is going to be invested in just a two-game teaser. I think both sides are well-lined. I think they're good lines. I'm just going to go on a two-game teaser on both favorites. So knocking in Philadelphia down from 7.5 to 1.5. Now, I got it early in the week, Kansas City 8.5 down to 2.5. If you're bumping it down from 9 to 3, surely in Tennessee at BetMGM and other, surely they a tie on or a push on a teaser is a push. Like, you don't lose, right?
Yep.
You know, old school bookies back in the day would make you lose on that. So I only like that. Yes. I only like that if it's a legit push on the three. Okay. So now I do have another bet on the Philadelphia game that I like, and I would love it, but I don't know that any of us are sure how healthy Jalen Hurts is. I mean, is he 90%? Is he 80%?
That's the question of the game. Yeah,
absolutely. And because if he's a willing runner, which he did not seem to be in that first game back, which was okay, because, I mean, you know, he doesn't want to get hurt. It's been 2 weeks since then. But if he's not able to be a willing runner, that changes the dynamics of this game big time. But I'm guessing he's going to be closer to 90% and be pretty good. And so I'm going to go what I've been doing with Philadelphia a lot of games this year. Team total over 13.5 in the first half. They've gotten to 14 by halftime in 14 of their 17 games. In the one at New York, they were up 24-7 at half. The last one 2 weeks ago, we can kind of throw that out. Giants weren't starting many guys, but I'll nonetheless note it was 16-0. So for tomorrow, Eagles Chiefs teaser. And let's go. Team total over 13.5 in the first half of the Eagles. And I'll get to the prop I've got on A.J. Brown later. So, to Sunday. Obviously, the O-line is a major concern for Cincy. But it's not enough of a concern for me not to play them, especially because I believe it's been cooked into the number here. And I'm not going to be surprised if we have a 6, whether it's later today or before kickoff. But a couple of different stats. When Joe Burrow, 15 games in his NFL career, when he's an underdog of 3 or more, the Bengals are 13-2 against the spread. This is only their third underdog spot of the year, 2-0 against the spread in the first two. The Bengals have played 7 games against teams that made the playoffs. They are 5-2 straight up. Their only losses by 3 at Dallas, by 2 at Baltimore. On the other hand, Buffalo, 6 games against teams that made the playoffs. They're 4-2 straight up, but none of the 4 wins have been by more than 4 points. And in their last 6 home games, they're 1-5 against the spread. The only spread cover, they had to give the 2 kickoff returns for touchdowns against the Patriots. And finally, if Jalen Waddle does not play the worst game of his entire football existence, the Bills are on vacation right now and the Dolphins are still playing. So despite the O-line injuries, which are concerning, I still like the Bengals, and I think they were going to do a lot of three-step drops, quick passes, get the ball in Higgins and Boyd and Chase's hands early, let them rack up the yak. All right. And then probably this is my favorite play of the weekend. Niners minus 3.5 or 4. I mean, do I really even need to explain that? I will say Dallas got absolutely hosed having to play that Monday night game. You know, you're leaving Florida around what, midnight or past midnight, technically early Tuesday morning, and you got to go to Dallas, and then you got to go to San Fran, and San Fran's been chilling since Saturday afternoon Pacific time. 2 extra days of rest and preparation. That should never happen in the playoffs, but I think it's a big factor in this game. But I'd like the Niners anyway. That's just absolute gravy. Their last 6 home wins have been by margins of 18, 25, 17, 28, 16, and 13. I know not all that competition was that great or on Dallas's level, but yeah, I like the Niners.
Yeah, you know what? I do too. I'll start there. I 100% agree. I'm on the Niners, minus 4. 3.5 if you can get it, but yeah, 4. And look, you know, we're going to fade the public. I mean, the public money's been on Dallas, right? Good. Yeah, exactly. I go back to that playoff game last year between the 49ers and the Cowboys. The 49ers had 5 sacks on Dak, 25 pressures. Ooh. My dude threw for 79 yards in an interception. All right, yeah, I'm going San Francisco here. You're right on the 2 days extra as well. Kyle Shanahan. He is 6-1 against the spread as a head coach in the playoffs in his career. He's 4-0 against the spread over the last 2 postseasons. And they've won 11 straight, and they're the number one points per game team in the NFL since acquiring Christian McCaffrey. So, dude, yeah, all over that. I don't want anything to do with the spread or total with the Bengals. Don't want anything to do with spread or total with the Eagles. I'm going to roll with the Chiefs against the Jaguars. I think that this is going to be a nightmare matchup for them. I think they've had a hell of a season, and I salute them in every way. Doug Peterson has proven to be everything that Urban Meyer is not, but I think that comes to an end, and I think that the Chiefs, they handle their business at home. That place is going to be loud. They're going to keep their foot on the gas pedal, and I think the Jaguars, what we saw in the first half last week, like, I don't think it's going to be like that bad, but Trev's going to turn the ball over. Right, like Kansas City, I think that they're going to do their thing. So, yeah, give me the Chiefs. Give me the 49ers in that one. All right, prop bets. Let's go to it, man. What do you got, bro?
All right, I like A.J. Brown's over receiving yards, which is around 71.5, maybe 72.5. You know, I'd probably be good with it up to about 74.5 would probably be, I wouldn't want to go any higher than that. So in the last 4 games, AJ Brown has had 95, 97, 103, and 181, receiving yards. He's had at least 69, which is a little bit short of our number, but at least 69 and 11 of the Eagles, 17, games. And, yeah, so A.J. Brown, I'm also going to go with Travis Kelce over 79.5. He only had 80 in that – or I'm sorry, 81 in that regular season game against the Jags. But I think he's going to get at least 80 or 81 this time around. So Kelce and A.J. Brown over.
Nice. I like it. Yeah, and especially Kelce. I mean, it's so weird with him because he had, what, I don't think he scored like, what, 8 games or something like that. But – historically, the Jaguars and tight ends have not – they've been oil and water, buddy. They can't cover them, right? I think you're right. Look, I'm looking at quarterbacks as I normally do here, and we're going to play interceptions. I got 3 of them, all right? First one, Patrick Mahomes. I think that he throws one. I think that they're going to be aggressive offensively, especially if Jacksonville does press them. I like that even more. But, yeah, I think Patrick Mahomes does toss one up probably in garbage time, probably when it, you know, doesn't really matter. You know what I mean? But he's generally good for one of those in these styles of games. Next, I'll play a Dak Prescott. Now, you better get it as quick as possible if you're going to play it. Is it like minus 150, minus 155? It's getting into that no man's land territory there where it gets expensive. But
again, to what, like over 1.5 or over 1.5?
Over half an interception.
Okay, it's minus 155.
So, yeah, oh, so he just has to throw one. Yeah,
he's going to throw one. I think it should be priced more expensive than that.
Yeah, it's going to go. I don't think that Dallas is going to be able to run the ball all that much. He's going to have to throw a lot. And I think it's going to be trouble there. So I'm going to take Dak. I'm also going to take Brock Purdy. I think that we could see a scenario where maybe Dallas does come out hot early, right? Like, you're definitely right on San Francisco in terms of playing their first half over. Or you were playing the Eagles first half over, but
I'm not against San Fran's.
Yeah, and it hit.
It was a sweat, though. It was a major sweat.
It was a sweat. But Dallas knows, like, the only way to win that game is you've got to get up early on them. You cannot let them get into their groove, because that's when, quite frankly, teams go to die, because it's just good luck. Good luck. But I think the Dallas can press it a little bit. I'm going to take Purdy to throw an interception. I know our man has been almost perfect, you know, as of late, but I think that he tosses one up. Again, I'm playing the 49ers and I'm playing the Chiefs too, but yeah, I'm going to play both quarterbacks, though, pick there. Also, I'm going to play the 49ers second half team total over 13.5. They definitely want to get up early. Obviously, that's what they've done. That's what's been their secret sauce. But you look at their point distribution. They are hammering teams in the second half of games because they get up and they run and they use Christian McCaffrey in the short passing game as well. And it becomes a nightmare. Like, it just becomes an absolute nightmare. So I'm going to play the 49ers there, team total over 13.5. All right. Now, moving beyond the NFL, we got college basketball. We got the NBA. Got all kinds of things going on. So, Brian, I'm going to toss it to you. I really don't have much tonight. I do like Arizona moneyline against UCLA tomorrow. I think that's going to be a hell of a basketball game. But that's pretty much it. I'm still waiting on some lines to come out for tomorrow. But
yeah,
man. Like, what are you looking at tonight? College basketball, NBA.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with St. John's tonight, -4 to Villanova. They were -4 at last look, which actually was probably a couple hours ago. But yeah, so St. John's is in revenge mode. They lost 78-63 at Villanova on December 21st, but they were without their two-time All Big East point guard Posh Alexander in that game, and he's back healthy now. Villanova is 0-4 against the spread in their last four. They did end a three-game losing streak the other night, but it was against sorry-ass Georgetown, a 77-73 win as a 13.5-point favorite. So they were nowhere near covering, and they've lost five games in a row to teams not named Georgetown. So they're 2-5 straight up their last seven, but their only wins are against the Hoyas, who are 5-14 straight up on the season. Mike Anderson's team, the Johnnies, they are 9-2 straight up at home. No shame in their losses to Marquette and Xavier, very highly ranked teams. And in those nine wins, they've won by 13 or more in eight of those. And let's see. Oh, gosh, I miswrote that. Oh, yeah. So eight of the nine, they've won by 13 or more at home. I think they I'm not saying blowout, but -4 against Nova. I like St. John's. I'll also go over 145.5 on Boise State at New Mexico. The over's on a 6-0 run for Boise State. The Broncos have scored 77, 85, 84, and 82 in their last four games. New Mexico's on a 6-3 run to the over, and they're 16th nationally in scoring and average 81.9 points per game. So over at the Pit in Albuquerque tonight. As for tomorrow, so we don't have lines, but I can give a few games and what I would hope the line will be.
Yeah,
and
maybe, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm hoping TCU, which is at Kansas, I'm hoping we can get TCU at like, hopefully like 8, maybe even more. But I would probably like it at 6.5 or better. TCU is 4-1 against the spread with three outright wins in five games as an underdog. Kansas, they had their five-game winning streak snapped at K-State the other night, but four of those five wins in the five-game winning streak were by 11 combined points. They're on a 2-5 against the spread slump. They've, quite frankly, been really fortunate in some games. Miami is at Duke tomorrow. I would love to be getting 5 or 6 on the Canes, and I might even do money line if I can get, like, you know, +185, 90, somewhere in that range. I'd love for it to be +7 and like +200 or better on the money line, because I think the Canes have a great shot at winning at Cameron tomorrow. Texas A&M is a team that is really hot. They've won 7 in a row, going 5-2 against the spread, and they're at Kentucky tomorrow. I don't know what this line
is. What do we do with Kentucky? Like, not to interrupt you, but like,
yeah, no, no, it's a good conversation because go ahead, whatever you
want. No, that was it. I mean, what do we do with them, man? Because like, it looks like they're starting to play better, right? Yeah.
So, go ahead. So they were on an 0-9-1 against the spread slump, and they play great against, other than the 8-0 run to start the game, they play terrific against Tennessee. But then they are 11.5 point favorite to Georgia. I don't know if you watched much of that game the other night. I had Georgia. What a horrible beat, man. Georgia was winning outright most of the game.
Yeah.
And then they just let Shibue just goes crazy the last 7 or 8 minutes.
Yeah.
And Georgia was turning the ball over left to right. And so Kentucky actually covers, but I don't think they played that good. Now, they didn't look nearly as good as they looked against Tennessee. And then also, to your question, what do we do with that result? Because really, I just think Tennessee got in one of those games where they just couldn't buy a bucket. It reminded me of the Michigan game in the round of 32 last year. Yeah. You know,
no,
Tennessee just couldn't buy a bucket.
No, they couldn't. And I'll say one thing that Calipari did well is that he shut down the three, right? He shut it down and he said, look, I'll give up some twos to Tennessee, but you're going to have to earn those too. And quite frankly, his plan worked, right? Now, I also think Tennessee was due for a little bit of a letdown. Like, I didn't look at it as, oh, Kentucky's much better. Like, I didn't look at it that way at all. Right? Now, I'm not saying anything negative against Kentucky either. I thought that, you know, Tennessee had been playing almost perfect basketball for about 9 games in a row. Like, and that's no hyperbole. Legitimately perfect basketball. Like, they were kind of due for a little bit, but that was a good comeback when they had against Mississippi State, right? So,
yeah,
man. Like, to answer the question, like, Calipari did some coaching, which is normally not his bag,
sure.
And he did. So, yeah, like, I think that they're getting better. I still need to see a whole lot more, but you're right. Your boy took over last night. Georgia's let him do it.
Yeah, so I'm hoping that Kentucky will be a little overpriced, with the thinking being, okay, now they're back or whatever. And so if I could get 6 or more with A&M tomorrow, I'll be thrilled. I'm kind of hoping I'll be able to get more than that. I'm looking for TCU, Miami, and A&M as dogs, but, you know, I really want them to be, you know, 6 or 7. So we'll see what those lines are.
You looking at anything in the NBA tonight?
You know, there's so many injuries. I'm going to, when the injury situations play out, but like, Kawhi is questionable and the Clippers. There's so many guys that are questionable. Oh, I will say one thing. I do like Terrence McKinney at a -125 price in UFC 283 tomorrow. He's 5-1 in his last 6 fights. All 5 are first round knockouts. And the only loss, he lost via first round knockout. I wouldn't be against under 1.5, but it's priced like north of -200. And I like the under 1.5 rounds at around even money, maybe -105 for the main event, Jamal Hill and Glover Teixeira. I think Hill either gets an early knockout, or if Glover Teixeira gets him on the ground, he's going to dominate him on the ground. So the under in that fight.
All right. 2 last questions and we'll jump out of here. We got the Grizzlies and the Lakers, right?
Yeah.
Total of like 244.
Yeah.
Feels high, man.
Yeah, it is a high total, but the Lakers have been on a roll to the over, and so has Memphis, and I'm going right now, but because LeBron is a lot of times questionable. Let's see here. And LeBron's questionable right now. So
he's always questionable.
I know. So you can't play the over until you know if LeBron's playing. And if he's not, maybe you think about the under if it's still in the 240s. So many guys questionable. It's kind of – I tried to start handicapping the card this morning, and I was looking at the injury, and I was like, I can't even look at this right now. So I know.
I know. Like, that, dude, that's the same thing that I've ran into. Like, you know, I started looking, you know, obviously last night, right? And that's kind of when I start my process for, you know, next day. Mm-hmm. And don't necessarily, you know, like hammer down the picks, but you just kind of – tree branch it, right, of like what you like, and then you go from there, take a look, you know, a little bit deeper. That one stood out to me. The Nuggets, like, what the hell do we do with them? Like, dude,
they're on fire at home, man. They're just killing
fire people. Like, they're at home tonight. They're an 8.5 point favorite over the Pacers, which the Pacers aren't a bad basketball team either.
But they're slumping without Halliburton.
Yeah,
they had been hot, and now with Halliburton out the last week or so, they've really slumped. But I'll say Jokic is questionable tonight with a hamstring.
If Jokic is questionable, like if he's not 100%, like
he's a triple-double machine. I mean, he's like a 5-point, or probably to the total and the side, he's maybe not 5.
He's unbelievable, dude. Like,
yeah, I mean, he's just triple-double every night.
I know. Like, in that, like, he's been so profitable, like, not only playing, like, Nuggets spreads and stuff, but obviously, like, his props, like, just going down the list, dude. So, yeah, I mean, keep an eye on that one. Cause, like, and look, like I said earlier, like, about, like, you know, Tennessee in regards to, like, okay, like, this magic run is going to stop. Like, they're going to come back, you know, even out, right? Like, the Nuggets are going to as well at some point, probably soon. But good Lord, dude, like, I don't want to bet against them. Because, like, every time I think about doing it, like, dude, triple-double, hammer him. Like, they just keep coming, man. So, yeah.
Hey, so one thing for our listeners, if you ever need, like, updated injury information, this Twitter handle is just spectacular with it. It's at Fantasy Labs NBA, at Fantasy Labs NBA. They're just spectacular with the injury updates. So, here, I'll give you a couple.
Yeah,
Draymond Green is out tonight, and Andrew Wiggins is out tonight, as is Klay Thompson and Steph Curry. So, yeah.
Good Lord.
Golden State's just throwing tonight's game, basically.
Yeah, where's Golden State sit? Let's see. At Cavs, they're plus 11.5. Total 219.5.
Yeah, well, all their scoring's out except Jordan Poole.
Yeah, the Cavs play good defense, too.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. We will be live next week to break down conference championship weekend in the NFL, plus college basketball, the NBA, and so much more. But until then, everybody, best of luck. Let's cash these tickets. We'll see you next week.
Good luck, everybody.